You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Seeing is believing. So see for yourself. Now Oxidol washes your clothes whiter than ever before. Yes, now there's a new Oxidol, new white Oxidol, and it gives you the whitest wash in Oxidol history. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. You won't want to let a single wash day go by before you try this sensational new Oxidol, because you'll get the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had in your life. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You're right. It's white. Now you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside, and always be sure of that wonderful new Oxidol whiteness. What's more, as long as you use new white Oxidol, this amazing whiteness will stay in your wash for the life of your clothes. New white Oxidol is truly safe for your washable colors, too. Colored towels, everyday dresses, and tablecloths come out looking even brighter. Once you see the brilliant white wash, the beautifully bright wash you get with new white Oxidol, you'll never be without this new wash day soap. So get a package now. Your dealer has it. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with Procter & Gamble's new white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Joseph's pretty bitter about Rushville Center because there's been all sorts of kidding over his big date with Ann Morrison. He thinks all the talk is the reason she suddenly wasn't available when he called several times this afternoon to talk to her on the phone. He thinks she's probably heard the gossip and has blamed him for it. He even went racing down to the hotel to insist on talking to her, but he bumped into Mr. Sinclair instead. Well, it's several hours later now. Shuffle, who left Ma's house early after supper to come home and get some sleep, had just been roused by the sound of gravel being thrown against the window of his room at the boarding house. Listen.
Well, what in tarnation's that, this hour of the night? What time is it? 20 minutes to 11. Sweet Jerusalem, what a way to wake a man. Throw gravel at his window. Chilly. Yeah? Who is it down there? What can I do for you?
Evening, Shovel.
What? Who is it?
Jim Tokey, Shovel.
Well, sweet Jerusalem, the constable himself. What's the matter, Jim? Have a fight with the missus, or... Don't tell me you got a hankering to play cribbage 11 o'clock at night.
No, it ain't cribbage, and it ain't the missus. I want to talk to you, Shovel. It's important.
Well, tarnation, come on in then, Jim. The door's unlocked. Come on in, make yourself to home. I'll be right down. Well, set yourself down, Jim. Nothing so important that you got to pace out a hole in the carpet stewing about it. Like a cup of tea?
No, thanks, Shuffle. Nothing. I come by and need your help. Now, this ain't no social tea-drinking call. Have you seen Joseph tonight?
What? Joseph? Yeah, I seen him. It's supper time. Why?
Ain't seen him since, huh?
No. Had supper over to Ma's, and he went out to eat. Why? Come on, Jim. Well, what's Joe done to make the law interested in him?
Shuffle, I'm afeard the boy's kicked over the traces tonight.
Hey, what? What traces? What are you talking about, Jim? Come on, what's he done?
Well, it ain't like I was an eyewitness. I got it second hand. But about 2 hours ago, got me a telephone call from Nick. You know, over to the coffee pot. Restaurant, across from the hotel. Sure sounded over the telephone like they was fighting Custer's last stand in his place. Mm. So over I went. And there was Peter Skillet, the clerk over at the hotel, laying there on the floor. Mm. He had a black eye the size of the biggest hunk of beef liver you ever saw. Also, that showcase that Nick's got up in the front of the restaurant for cigars and stuff. It looked like somebody had took to it with an axe. That's how Peter come to get his face cut. The glass breaking, you see.
Hmm.
He fell into the case. Joe punched him. So I got Peter over to Doc Stevens. He had to take some stitches.
Well, where does Joe come into all this?
Joe? He done it. I just told you. He punched Peter.
Joe? Oh, sweet Jerusalem, what are you talking about? Joe ain't harmed a hair on anybody's head since the day he was born.
Well, he done it all right, Shuffle. There was witnesses. Gladys Pendleton was going by. Her and her ma and pa. They got some young fella visiting from Chicago. Name's Chapman.
Mm.
Well, her and this young fella was going by when the fight started. He ran in and tried to stop it, and Joseph let him have one, too. A humdinger right on the nose.
Tarnation, I don't believe it. I don't believe Joe would pull a thing like that.
Well, there's witnesses, Shuffle, and there's evidence.
Well, what happened to Joe? Where is he? He must have had a doggone good reason if he did lose his temper.
Well, that's it, Shuffle. He's gone. Skedaddled. Well, I didn't want to go busting into Ma's asking for him. You know, right away. Get Ma all worked up over it. And that's why I come to you. I figure maybe you could go over and sneak into Ma's and see Joe and tell him to come on down and let's talk this thing over. You know, I don't like to walk in over there arresting people for disturbing the peace.
Sweet Jerusalem. Well, what are you fixing to do? Throw Joe into jail?
Well, I'm constable, ain't I? I've got to keep the peace. That's what I was elected for. I don't take no pleasure in hauling people into jail. So that's why I come over to you first, instead of just crashing into Ma's house.
Yeah, I know, Jim, I know.
Folks have been hurt. Damage has been done. Well, likely as not, nothing will come of it if Joel just come forward like a man and admit that he done wrong.
Was Peter hurt bad?
Well, Joel gave him a punch, I'm told, and he fell backwards into that showcase. You know, he could have been hurt bad instead of just some cuts on the face, all that glass flying around.
Well, I got an idea Mr. Peter Skillet brung all this on himself.
Well, I ain't saying he did, and I ain't saying he didn't, Shuffle. I just say damage has been done, and Joe's got to stand up and take his medicine. So go on over to Ma's house, will you? Tell Joe to come and see me right away, because if he don't, I'm just going to have to go and get him.
Joe? Tarnation, likely as not, he's up there in his room sleeping like a baby. Well, feel like a housebreaker.
Evening, Shepherd.
What? Ma, what are you doing there sitting in the dark?
Just sitting, Shepherd, and waiting. Eyes got kind of tired. I thought I'd rest them a little. Turn off the light.
Darnation, it just goes to prove it all over again. Crime don't pay you no how. I got home when I left here. Couldn't fall asleep, so I decided to take out for a walk, you know. Well, walking, I recollected that chocolate cake that you had left over from supper. First thing in my mouth was watering like Niagara Falls. Decided to come over and try to snitch me a piece. But you caught me, Ma. So what do you reckon to do? Call the constable?
It's all right, Shuffle. I know all about it.
Know about what, Ma?
Joseph. And what has happened?
Tarnation.
Dr. Tom Stevens come by to tell Fay after he finished with Mr. Skillet's in the hotel, fixing his face.
Oh. Oh, where is Fay?
She's out driving around, Shuffle, looking for Joseph.
He ain't been here then?
No, he ain't been home since before supper. You was here when he left. Went running down to the hotel.
Yeah.
I was wrong, Shuffle.
What? Wrong about what, Ma?
About Joseph and Miss Morrison.
Well, now, how do you figure that?
Faye was the right one. She knew right along. She said if only the town won't tease Joseph, everything will be all right. Why, I said no. No, it's nice that Joe should have found a interest in life. I've been saying Miss Morrison will go away someday and it'll be all over. Joe will go about his work a happier young man for having had a nice friendship. Faye said no right along. No. Joseph is lonely. It'll mean more than friendship. Especially if folks don't leave him alone. She was right, Jeffrey.
Did Doc Stevens say was Peter Skillet hurt bad?
He had to take stitches. He said he was a little bruised. Outside of that, nothing serious.
Well, sweet Jerusalem, he's only got himself to blame, Ma. If he hadn't gone around town telling everybody all about how Joe and Miss Morrison was smooching out at the country club and state police had to bring him into the hotel to be identified, why, if I was in Joe's boots, I'd have probably bopped Mr. Skillet myself.
Sheffel, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just wondering, where is Joseph?
Well, don't fret. He'll come on home. They'll probably find him wandering around.
He's hurt, Sheffel.
Hurt?
In his heart and his mind. I keep wondering where he is.
You're right. It's White. It's that new Oxydol White.
White is right. And you'll want to see that new Oxydol White in your own clothes. So you want new White Oxydol. Yes, now there's a new Oxydol, a whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. It washes clothes whiter than ever before, the whitest wash in Oxydol history. Your dealer has new White Oxydol now, so don't miss it. Try it any day. Dry your clothes anywhere, even inside. You'll get the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever seen, the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol White.
And what's more, that whiteness lasts for the life of your clothes as long as you use new White Oxydol. And just see how your colored clothes sparkle when they're washed in new White Oxydol. It's truly safe. New White Oxydol is the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. Try it next wash day. New White Oxydol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash.
Well, Joseph struck back at the town and its gossip with a vengeance, didn't he? Constable out looking for him. Peter Skillet needing to have stitches taken in his face. What happened to Joe? Where is he? Well, we'll learn more about that and what moved him to such violence tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren speaking for Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol White.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.